Next patient is Judith Brillante. B like in boy, R like in Roger, I like in India, L like in Lima, H like in hotel, A like in Alpha, N like in November, T like in Tango, E like in Echo. Brillante. And the first name is Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old female with history of CKD stage 4. The patient is a diabetic, has arterial hypertension and cardiorenal component. The ejection fraction has been decreased, very diminished, because she has decreased effective intravascular volume. This time, the patient has gained 9 pounds of body weight, and the serum creatinine came down to 1.96, and the estimated GFR went up to 25, with a BUN of 34. Before, the BUN was in the 90s. Period. To the physical examination, we know that the patient still has edema in the lower extremities. She has leg wrappings, but the thighs showed an edema that is 2 over 4. She has to lose at least 3 pounds of body weight, and she will maintain the creatinine at a lower level. It was 2.93 milligrams per deciliter, and now it's 1.9. Period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Number three, anemia related to CKD. The patient continues the follow-up at the Florida Cancer Center, following number hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, following number coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft. The patient has dilated cardiomyopathy with very poor ejection fraction, 35%. Following number restless leg syndrome, following number diabetes mellitus that is under control. This patient needs a close follow-up. We are going to give 6 weeks with laboratory workup. By giving a close follow-up, we will be able to keep her away from the hospital. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.